Hey, good morning, you. 9 minutes after 9 o'clock. Got a partly cloudy thing going on and 10 below. I'm sorry, I can't even look at this forecast because it's sitting here on my screen. Then I look up and hear Sherry, who just loves this kind of weather. So it's like I don't even want to talk about it.
Nope.
Sherry and Steven from Action Realty, because it's Tuesday. It's Fat Tuesday. Happy Mardi Gras, you two.
Happy Mardi Gras.
Yeah, you too.
And let's see. Again, I'm trying to find some optimism in all this. 19 days till we set our clocks forward. And February 21st, which means the first official day of spring, is March 20th. So we're less than a month away.
We can do this.
From spring. Okay? You buying that?
I'm buying it.
Good. I've been passing that balloon juice all morning. So what's going on in the world of real estate, Steve? You want to cover the numbers? You got something else, too, you're going to mention.
Yeah, well, things are hanging on the numbers, but I'm not liking what I'm hearing on the national scene. I'm afraid we're going to trickle up again here a little bit. I'm waiting for them to go down some more, but I don't see it right now in the future cast here.
All right.
So, anyway, that's
week,
the
week
good news.
Week.
So, one other thing I wanted to mention right away this morning, that I've got a listing at 1452 15th Street North in Wapton. Very nice, well-kept home. And we just dropped the price on it last night to $389.9.
Okay.
And we've got one right next door also for sale at 1462 15th Street. And they're both very nice homes. But this one in particular has been on a little bit longer, and we have price dropped it twice now. And people should get out and take a look at this.
I drove by that the other night going, wow, that is a really nice place. And I was happy to see your sign out in front of it.
Yeah, it is a very, very nice home. Very well kept. And I just would urge people that take a look and see what you think.
Okay. So we'll just keep turning in the world of local real estate. I'm loving that. I got a couple questions here. Actually, these came in last week, and I apologize to the senders. It's too lazy to walk them down here, I guess. But this first one was sent to us from Claire S., and I'd never thought of this either, but she said, can you please ask Steve and Sherry on Tuesday how property lines are established? My nephew and his wife and Frazee got into a real mess over correct property lines when they tried to sell their house. I've never heard of this. Does this happen?
Oh, it does happen.
Okay, definitely. People do get into disputes over this.
Yep, they think because of the trees are right there, that's got to be where their property line is.
Okay.
That's not necessarily it. The one solution to that is have
a survey done.
Yeah,
Assessment of the land. Yep. So, and that'll tell you exactly where the pins are on the property and where the property lines are.
Okay, so that is essentially how it's established in the first place.
Exactly.
Well. I'm going to cut in there a little
bit,
Bill. You know, it starts out with a plat. You know, it's something that is drawn up by the landowner first. That needs to go to the city for approval.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and obviously in that plat then is a drawing of all the land and how it's been, you know, scheduled to be plotted out. And so that's the start of it, you know. And then property pins are put in right away in the beginning by a surveyor and the land developer. But obviously over time, you know, people start, you know, digging up their yard to plant it and do this, and then they hook a property pin, and then they go back and say, I thought I was about here, and stick it in, and it's not in the right place. And over time, you know, things just get buried sometimes. And so it is a good thing to have a survey done once in a while, I mean, along the way. And obviously, the first guy in an area gets hit with the biggest expense, because once those pins are established by a surveyor or reestablished, it's a lot cheaper then for him to start from there and move around that neighborhood, too, again. So.
Well, and then getting a check keeps things from going sideways, like she said, when you try to sell it.
Yep, and you get disputes between landowners about, you know, who's over a property line, and I hate to say it this way, but it seems like 7 out of 10 times the guy that's complaining is the one that's over.
Oh, okay.
You know, and then they go, oops.
Oh, good stuff, and a great question. So, Claire S., I hope that gets your question answered. Steve, this one is for you, and this came from an email address that I couldn't possibly decipher. Says, please have Steve remind people again, that was all in caps, to clear vents this time of year.
Yeah, it's a good idea. And if we got a bunch of snow coming in here the next couple of days, you know, just keep an idea on that. You know, again, one of those on high efficiency furnaces is the pipe that comes out of the house. And, you know, they start dripping condensation and it'll freeze from the, you know, from the ground up, and it could plug your vent there and then your furnace shuts down.
I used to get big volleyball size, you know, ice jams on mine that I have to go out and just literally kick off.
That's exactly right. And then, of course, the other one is your sewer vents on top. You know, hopefully they don't get plugged up, but it's good to keep them clear.
Well, I was supposed to remind you to remind people of that. And then the second part of this, then congratulate him on so many years in real estate. Exclamation points, three of them.
Probably too many, I want to admit.
So there you go. Two great questions and two great responses. And thank you, folks. And again, you got questions about real estate, we would love to know what those questions are. So email them to us at studio@kbmwnews.com. We'll get them in here on Tuesdays and get them answered. And you're kind of wrapping up, Sherry, your thing with the veterans. You've had a great campaign going on for the veterans' homes.
We have. We're going to do our last drive here till the end of the month, collecting those items for the veterans. So, you know, stop into our office at 419 Dakota Avenue.
All right. Fantastic. And again, if you're out shopping around, you're looking for toiletries and you're looking for clothing and things of that nature.
Exactly. Puzzles, phone cards, soaps, razors, you name it.
Goes to the veterans' homes in Lisbon and Fergus Falls.
Fergus Falls, yep.
Folks, great to have you in here, as always. Enjoy the weather.
Yeah. Right.
Snowblower.
Right. And we will talk real estate again next Tuesday, okay?
Thanks, Bill.
Steve and Sherry in from Action Realty. It's 9:15. You're at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
He's like a caffeine rush without the crash.
Holy cow!
Bill Dablo, weekday mornings from 6 till 10.
Hoo-ah!
On the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.